This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rob Bradford earlier today here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. If you missed any of the full interview, you can check it out on the Odyssey app, which you can stream WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. You heard my reaction there, Keith. I know you had a similar one. Sounds to me, reading between the lines, yeah. Bradfo knows Meyer's getting sent down.
And that's really disappointing to me. I think there is an opening for him here. He's willing to move positions. Bradford talked about in that cut about how, you know, he's a shortstop, and yet he has taken to third base. It hasn't all been perfect, but I'd say it's been pretty good. You know, we've seen a lot of guys moving around positions. A couple years ago, you saw like 8 different guys play shortstop. They were all bad at it. So Meyer is sort of taking to third base. I think he could do the same for second, which they've already had him do. He's already played a few games there at second base. They don't have an everyday second baseman. I don't even know what the ideal platoon would be at second base. I don't want David Hamilton starting games while Marcelo Meyer is in Worcester. And I know if you don't want to start Marcelo Meyer against lefties all the time, so be it.
Yeah,
right. You're trying to win games now. I get it. And if Romy Gonzalez has to play.
Meyer and Romy Gonzalez is actually a pretty good platoon, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think lineup's better. I think your defense is better. Right? Because if you're prioritizing defense at all, I think Meyer, even though he has limited experience, is going to be better in short order if he isn't already than David Hamilton. And there's really no pressure on him at the plate. I mean, he's going to hit eighth or ninth in the order, and you hope that he can turn around. He's already shown some pop. He had 2 hits last night. He's not crushing it, but Christian Campbell, that last month of Christian Campbell was kind of a rough watch. And that was sort of all right, this guy probably makes sense for him to get sent down. Cause he needed to figure out what position he's playing, if he can get good at whatever position it is, and then just get more confident at the plate. Whereas Meyer at least automatically helps you in the field. And I think he's going to be, you know, if you give him enough at bats, I think we're going to look back at the end of the season and be like, all right, he was at the very least an average hitter this year.
Meyer's hitting .231, as you said, with 4 homers. Again, the idea is, well, are you replacing him with David Hamilton on the big league roster? Do you know Hamilton's numbers offhand?
Offhands? So you said .231 for Meyer?
Yep.
It's got to be below that. Is he hitting .200?
.179.
Oh, my God. Worse than I thought. Yeah, so I don't want that. And he's bad in the field.
Well, that was a hit last night.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, right. At least
Meyer is going to be good defensively.
Yeah. Hamilton is good at second base. Defensively, he is good. Yeah.
I mean, you're telling me there's a metric?
Defensive run saved, he's up at the top.
Okay. So, I mean, you're telling me there's an actual tangible metric. Watching him, I wouldn't agree with that, but if you got a stat.
Maybe that's mostly shortstop, I guess.
Yeah.
Like where he stinks.
So, but to me,
he lost him a game earlier this year.
Meyer is going to play well defensively there. He's played well defensively at third and short. I believe he can do it at second. And there's the upside of him actually hitting, which you don't have with Hamilton. The alternative, though, is, well, Meyer can go back down and play every day. I don't mind if he's not playing every day. In other words, sit him against lefties if you need to. Play Romy Gonzalez needs to play against lefties right now. Same with Ref Snyder. Has to.
Yeah.
So whether Romy Gonzalez is splitting time with Toro at first or Meyer at second or some combination thereof, fine. Figure out a way to get that done. He can even DH if you need him to. But Meyer's playing 75% of the time, whatever that is, against lefties starting these games. I think he should be at second as well. But listening to Bradfoe and listening to Breslow earlier today, and this is on the front office report, Greg Hill show, which again, you can listen to the full thing on the Odyssey app. I kind of thought this was an innocuous non-answer. Mm. You properly pointed out, Keith, with a very detailed ear.
Yes, that's
you,
me.
You properly pointed out Breslow didn't slam the door shut on Meyer getting sent down.
I don't think it was a mistake to bring him up, kind of working backwards here. You know, Alex got hurt, and Marcella was the right guy to fill in. And I think we've seen an incredible ability for him to step into third base and play really good defense there, despite the fact that he hadn't played a ton coming up. He was obviously, you know, he's a shortstop and at some point is going to play shortstop again. But we have to make the best decision for the organization and the best decision for Marcello. And you know, usually those things overlap, but we'll figure that out when Alex is back and, you know, we'll make the best decision we can.
So
didn't sound like he's staying.
No. Now, look,
didn't rule anything out. Didn't like for sure say he was going down.
Is there any nuance here? I don't know the Worcester schedule. So, like, is there any nuance where it's like the All-Star break's coming up anyway? Do they have a similar break at the same time? Like, is Worcester going to play all week? Do you send him down for a week and then after the All-Star break he comes back? Where it's just, hey, get down there, play every day, come back for the second half. And in the meantime, David Hamilton hangs on the roster. Fine. I could be talked into something like
that. They have the same break.
Okay. So then I don't get it. I wouldn't get, or I wouldn't agree with anyway, Meyer getting sent down to make room for Bregman. DFA Hamilton. Send Hamilton down.
They're currently in a six-game series with Rochester?
No, they're not.
Yeah.
3-3, home and home?
No.
Six games in Rochester?
That's right.
You think they're at the Toy Hall of Fame?
They better be. They better be. I also went to a good brewery. I can let those guys know what it was later.
Text our guy Marcello for when he gets sent down there.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all at Rochester. That's a long series.
That's a long time. How long were you in Rochester? I guess was it a full week?
No, day.
Just a day?
Well, I was in Auburn for a week, but
Got it.
I guess that's what they do. This is news to us. They play teams six straight games to cut down on travel, I guess. In April, they were in Rochester for 6 days. Am I looking at the schedule wrong?
Yeah. Well, and earlier this month, they were home against Syracuse and then at Syracuse.
Man, no wonder Kyle Harrison's so rough down there. He's only faced one team so far.
Well, and they're facing the same guys.
No wonder
you're either hot or you're not.
Same team's seen him three times.
Yeah, that's tough.
Okay, well, I get it. Cut my guy Kyle Harrison some slack. No. But no, I don't feel good if that's what they're doing.
No.
Like, if you make a big trade, like, you make a big ticket trade or something like that, you're like, okay, we really added outside talent. I get that Bregman's coming back. There's an easy fix. Hamilton, see ya. Bye.
Yeah, because I would like to see what that lineup looks like game over game, especially if you go through a stretch of right-handers, right? Like, when you're going through a bunch of lefties, it seems like they have played a lot of lefties as of late. And Romy Gonzalez and Rob Refschneider both deserve to play every single game against lefties. Hell, you could start to make the case, too, with Romy, like, he's hitting righties too. Just play him. Play him until he cools off.
Well, he's hot. Play him. So, no, I get you want Meyer to play. Meyer can play at the big league level. I didn't bring him up to send him down. I wouldn't do that with Anthony. Campbell, you had to. If it goes as bad as Campbell went, well, then you'll eventually have to send Meyer down. I don't think there's any shame in that. We said it a million times. Mike Trout got sent down after a cup of coffee. Didn't work out with Trout early either. And he certainly figured it out. Not to say that these guys are Mike Trout, but I don't think there's any shame in getting sent down if you're really struggling. Yeah. He's not struggling to Christian Campbell levels, I don't think. I'm with you on that.
You know, we didn't mention it all. It was Yoshida's debut last night.
Oh, three hits?
Three hits.
I think he came out first pitch swinging last night, right?
Yeah, he did.
His first pitch, he bopped a single.
And he ripped a hit. And I forget which Will in the booth it was, Fleming or Middlebrooks, but mentioned something like after he had his first hit, he's like, yeah, this is going to be like a three-hit game for him. And lo and behold.
Boom.
Three-hit game for him.
So, I don't know. Sell high on Yoshida?
Sure.
Stock's high right now.
Take him.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones here. A lot of you waiting patiently. We got WEEI Afternoons at 2. We got Clip du Jour and Grab Bag on the way as well, so a lot still in store. Matt's in Rhode Island. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. I was really dragging today, you know, with the heat and now with the rain, but the Will Clark audio just really made my day. And I just like to say furthermore that when you're wrong on absolutely all fronts, there's nothing like an obsidian-laced tirade to really, you know, put you over the top.
True.
But the one I called in, I got to have Joe Ryan. I remember, Lanny, you were on the Joe Ryan train. You were betting the Joe Ryan starts. I was with
Big
you.
Time.
And the trade I got is Duran, Campbell, and I don't know his word. I only know my is the password from the minor league top guy.
Justinkson? Is that how you say it?
Sure.
I don't like that Stinks is prominently in the name, but I believe that's how you say it.
Well, Fleming, you can go f*** off.
I thought it was
All right.
I thought it was Stinkson.
Stinkson?
Josh Stinkson.
I had no idea.
Is it Nixon? Josh Nixon?
I think, well, we do have
like
the...
I'm trying to figure out how to spell it to Google it.
You should change it to Trot Nixon. Just change his first name.
Yeah, that's the problem. Like, with that guy, you literally go to like...
No, I want to hear it,
though. Let me bing his name, and you're like, I don't even know where to start.
No, I'd like to hear it.
The password.
By the way, that's way too much for Joe Ryan.
It's way too much.
I mean, that might be...
Josh Nixon.
Josh Nixon.
Josh Stinkson.
No, Josh Nixon.
Yeah, but I think
like
it's...
Like Frost Nixon? The film? It's just like that. I think Academy Award nominated film, Frost Nixon.
I don't know. It might be Just Stinkson.
I think it is. I swear to God.
J-H-O-S-T-Y-N-X-O-N.
Just Stinkson.
Trade him.
You guys got Stinks right in the middle of the name? Get him out of there.
You got to get rid of him.
So, no, but I'm
It was like Grant Balfour. You have a guy named Balfour as your closer?
Out of here.
Or wasn't there a closer named Blewett?
Yeah.
I think there was.
We should have seen it. We should have seen it with Walker Buehler coming, is what we should
Walker.
Have seen.
Yeah,
Walker is right there, right in front of us.
Oh, I thought you were going for PU.
Well, I was thinking which way I wanted to go with the joke.
He was trying to shoehorn that
in. Yeah, I was. Don't worry about it. You beat me to it. It's catching on. People are saying it everywhere, including tonight. Yeah. But no, that's way too much. I wouldn't even trade Campbell. I wouldn't trade Campbell straight up for Joe Ryan.
No, I wouldn't either.
Duran, I would.
Not yet. Duran, I would.
And if
Tristan Casas, I certainly would.
And if they want more than that, well, then fine. Then I'm not doing it. But that's way too much for Joe Ryan.
You want to take a conversation that we're having and then blow it out of proportion because you're a East Coast piece of reporter. Off.
Yeah, that's how you punctuate it right there. Lanny, are you going to buy a Joe Ryan jersey?
Oh,
you
have to.
You kind of have to.
I would. I kind of have to.
T-shirt jersey.
But he is younger than me, and I abide by that rule.
Yep.
Well, but I am a fan, so.
Yeah. He is good.
I was wearing
maybe a bobblehead.
Definitely a bobblehead.
Maybe get the Joe Ryan bobblehead.
I was wearing my
Joe Ryan giveaway night for jersey.
Ooh, nice.
Oh,
nice.
Hell yeah.
How about that?
But I can dig the t-shirt jersey.
Yeah.
You can't invest in a button down, you know what I mean?
I was wearing my own jersey at the Revs last night.
Yeah, that was sick.
Yeah. You notice we were the only two in Revs.
Sick brag, bro.
We were the only two in Revs jerseys.
We were bringing it, though.
Yeah.
We were bringing it. Couldn't bring them a win, but we had a nice time. Good time had by all.
A Green City Connect Joe Ryan jersey would be pretty.
Come on.
That's nice.
Talk about that.
You don't want the yellow and blue? I like the yellow and blue one, too.
I'll tell you, I don't like the yellow and blue until that kid picked the home run out of the sky in the Green Monster seats
look
wearing
nice.
The yellow and blue. I was like, man.
Look nice.
You got to rethink everything.
Look, the Red Sox, hey, good uniforms. Dennis is in New Hampshire waiting very patiently on Will Clark. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
Hello.
Hello, hey.
I appreciate your Yep. So, hello.
Go ahead.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry, my connection. I'm in Rye, New Hampshire. Hello?
Can you hear me? Happens out in Rye. No, it's a little bit of a false start, but we're good. We got you.
Yep. I just want to say about the whole AI stuff. The thing, I think, began with alcohol with Will Clark. Probably had a few pops and didn't remember what he said, you know?
Okay, thanks, Dennis.
The guy is drunk!
Bill Fleming, you can go f*** off, motherfucker. All right?
The AI is for alcohol.
AI.
I did Dodgers to the World Series.
So something's going on with Will Clark. Look, something's going on, and that's why I feel like we should maybe tread lightly.
Yeah.
Because we're going to read something about him in a week, and we're like, do you guys feel bad about making fun of him? We're like, yeah, kind of now.
Yeah, maybe.
Kind of now based on this, based on this revelation.
So other than that, I'm cool.
You don't sound very cool, Will Clark.
So here's the trick, and not everybody can have the perfect joke like P. Euler. Not everybody.
No, you're a craftsman.
Not everybody can have a perfectly well-crafted joke. But if you're going to go with the A is alcohol in AI, don't you need the I as well?
It's still intelligence. It's still intelligence. alcohol intelligence.
Okay.
It remains the same.
So it's right there under my nose. 100%. I missed it. Okay.
He doesn't need to add that.
You know what? I'll back off it.
Yeah.
That's on me. All right. Good joke. Well done,
Tough
joke.
Connection in Rye, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry, this is changing subjects real quick. I just saw this on TMZ.
Sure.
I almost drove off the road and wasn't even driving.
Uh-huh.
TMZ, Casey Anthony. You know Casey Anthony?
Yeah, I do.
She was spotted in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Don't like that.
No, I wouldn't like that.
Not in my state.
No.
Fun spot bound?
She was not fun spot bound. She was at a bar in Manchester with a guy.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if he knows the whole backstory, yeah, but he might want to
look out there, guy.
Get out.
John is north in Revere. Hello, John.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
So, you know, we got Bregman coming back, and Yoshi just came back, 3 hits last night. So I'm thinking, if we're going to be trading Duran, why not send him back to San Fran for Devers and see what Coco Chris can do?
Somebody tickling that guy at the end?
Yeah, he couldn't quite get through it. So he
you
wants
think
to,
somebody came over and started tickling him while he was calling us?
To trade Duran for Devers back.
You know, with this AI bullshit that's going on.
Is that an AI call?
Could be.
It could have been an AI call.
If you're curious about what Devers
what
is doing.
What if that's an AI Will Clark talking about AI?
No, guys, that was the first successful prank caller to our show.
That guy did it.
If
you want a Devers update, you got to stay tuned to the grab bag. Your daily Devers update is coming your way.
Oh, no, the guy texted in. Not that guy. The guy from Rye, New Hampshire. The AI actually stands for intoxicated. Alcohol intoxicated.
Alcohol intoxicated.
He goes, sorry, you guys caught me off guard.
No.
All right, I'll stand down.
All right.
At the risk of taking more of these, Mike's in Framingham. Hello, Mike.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Are you guys paying attention to what's going on in Worcester?
Always.
Sure.
I was born in Worcester,
okay,
Mike. What do you think?
You know that Vaughn Grissom has been tearing it up for the last month.
Yep.
So I would send Myers and Hamilton down to the minors, and I bring up Vaughn Grissom, who is a second baseman.
Okay, admittedly, first time we've had that call.
I like it.
A lot of times people go, I don't know if anybody's mentioned this before, and I roll my eyes a little bit, but that's the first time we've gotten that one. Vaughn Grissom's tearing the cover off the ball?
Tearing it up.
Okay.
Tearing it up, tearing it off.
Nick, you're the Worcester guy.
Yeah, Nick,
I'm supposed to Kyle Harrison because he stinks.
You're supposed to keep us in the loop on this. You're the Worcester guy.
Month of July?
Yeah.
7 games?
Yep.
Hitting .480 with a 1,300 OPS.
Oh, He's like the Worcester Romy Gonzalez.
Yeah. Yeah. 5 doubles and 1 long Johnson.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Nice.
I didn't check June.
Thin air, though, in
Worcester. Ball flies.
Well, no, Rochester is
where Rochester.
They've been there a week straight.
Yeah. That's true.
One more of these.
They're on vacation in Rochester.
Jerome is in Scituate. Hello, Jerome.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Where's Jonesy? Is Jonesy there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, he's here today.
Okay. I want Jonesy to. The only one speaking here, so he can get the, truth on
butt out, Keith. Yeah.
For Pete's sake, Jerome.
I've got, first of all, Marcelo Meyer.
Who are you with, Jerome?
I understand.
Jerome, who are you with? Who's with you?
That's an old girlfriend.
Oh, hell yeah, Jerome.
He's all right. Good. I'm happy I asked.
Sick brag, bro.
Here we go. Marcelo Meyer, I understand why he's going down. Okay, but the main reason I called is that let's put an end to this popcorn stand in Goffstown. Okay,
what happened at the popcorn stand in Goffstown?
Thank you, Jerome. I'm the only one here, Jerome. Just you and me talking, there, guy. Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Keith.
Yeah.
Promised this lady. First of all, he says, "Oh, I'm going to take you out on Glen Lake. We're going to go for a nice sail on my boat on Glen Lake. Then we're going to go for dinner." Now. Craig, did you?
I don't have a boat, Jerome. It throws a hole in your whole entire story.
I don't have a boat.
Go out and talk.
Do you know where Glen Lake is?
No,
Rich.
No, I don't.
you don't know that it almost abuts Dunbarton and it's in Glen. It's in Goffstown.
Yeah, you don't know that.
You don't know.
I studied the map in a while, Jerome.
You don't know where Glen Lake is. Well, I'm going to tell you. Okay, listen. So anyway, he promised her. He never gave the ride to her on the sailboat in Glen Lake.
Sailboat.
But what he did.
Separate.
What
ride.
He did was he brought her back to the popcorn stand, and that was her dinner. A big. It was a large popcorn. I'll say that.
He did the popcorn trick. You had to reach a little further down.
He put the butter in it, too.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Jesus, Jerome.
You're telling me you don't know where Glen Lake is?
I'm going to get all the map people coming out of the woods telling me where Glen Lake is.
Can you get a sailboat on Glen Lake?
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready. Do you got your popcorn ready?
Glen Lake? one of the Great Lakes?
I don't even have.
Like Lake Champlain in Vermont, we kind of talk about that like it's one of the honorary Great Lakes. It's not a Great Lake. I don't know Glen Lake.
Skipping over the fact that Keith has a sailboat and none of us have been on it.
I don't have a boat, Jerome.
But so is his
My buddy from Goffstown just texted me. He goes, you don't know where Glen Lake is? That's crap.
You're caught.
All right, maybe I do.
Checks out.
Listen, yeah. Maybe I do know where Glen Lake is.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've been on Glen Lake.
You already leaned into blaming AI for whatever happened at the popcorn stand. Smart.
That was AI.
That's smart.
Yeah.
But is his critique ultimately that you offered to buy this young lady dinner and then you just the
bought
dinner
her
popcorn?
Popcorn
that
I
was,
guess.
I guess that's the
that's
that's
dinner.
The truth.
Something she would get her something to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like
I don't know how Jerome knows all this. Is he perhaps the father?
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
Lady? I don't know.
Inside job.
He's been holding on to that for a while.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm happy we could clarify that. Good run of calls there on Jones and Keefe. 617-779-7937. You guys can get in line. More of those can get in line for WEEI Afternoons. Comes your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Take this promise for a ride. You saw the forest. Now come inside. You took the legend for its fall. You saw the product of it all. No televisions in the air. No circumcisions on the chair. You made the weapons for us all. Just look at us now. Why can't you see that you are my
grab bag?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's time for Grab Bag.
Wow, what a day. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Jones, we've been talking about some of the football offseason player rankings, position group rankings, whether it be Jeremy Fowler's list, PFF. We know NFL Network every year, as voted on by the players, does a top 100. And they take their sweet time, as you would, to unveil the different players, counting down from zero all the way to one.
Yeah, we like a good list.
Love a list.
Yeah.
And this one I think the players care about because the players are the ones that do it. And we were wondering, all right, how many players would the Patriots have? We both kind of thought one.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty much confirmed because coming in at 84, Christian Gonzalez.
You think that's low?
I think it is low. Now, when the whole list is out, we can really look at it and make our points. Be like, that guy should be lower or whatever. It just feels low because it is such a position. It's a premium position. I think he's already a top five corner. And I think the top five corners would all be in like the top 60.
Right. So like, for instance, that CBS list that came out other day, I think he was 21 on or 19 or something like that on the 25 players under 25. But like Sertan was super high on that list. So like he should be behind guys like that. But
he hasn't done it for a super long time. And he is on a bad team.
He's in the top 100. He doesn't exactly, he's not exactly a self-promoter.
No.
You know?
Although he was moving product at the Super Bowl.
He was.
He was pushing paper towels, I think.
He was.
Yeah.
You know.
Which my wife uses way too many.
Too many paper towels?
Too many. Too many. I mean, you got to cut down on the paper towel use. She's like, I know. She actually agrees.
Oh,
she's
really?
No, we don't even. She's like, yeah, I know.
Wow.
It's a lot.
You got her.
I'm like, you can maybe just rip that one in half.
I can't get my wife to agree to anything like that.
Yeah.
You call her out. You're like, boy, you're using half a roll of paper towels there. It's a bit much.
Yeah. Then you're sleeping on the
couch. She's like, oh, I had a hard day. You don't get it. You know, it's like it turns into like something
you don't know
different.
What I'm dealing with.
Like, right, it's just like, oh, my God, I didn't even know we were talking about that. But okay.
Forget it.
So all right, 84. He's in the top 100.
84.
I'll consider it progress, but that's got to be the only. May won't be on there, right? Like, who else could even be on
no
there?
Chance. So Milton Williams, I don't know how the league feels about him. Like, he got a lot of money. He was on a really good defense.
On the Fowler thing, they didn't think highly at all.
So no, then I don't think he would be. Plus, the Gonzalez position is more important.
Yep.
I mean, on Wenu, I you and I think on Wenu is good, but I don't think he's going to crack that list then. If Gonzo's that low.
This is probably it.
Dad, I really can't get by this level. What's that cheat code that you told me about the other day?
Up, up, down, down, left, right, grab bag, start, you cheater.
All right. Some parenting lessons there. The Red Sox are going to try to make it 7 in a row as they take on the Tampa Bay Rays tonight at Fenway Park. 7:10 first pitch, 6:10 on the pregame right here on WEEI. It'll be Walker Buehler versus Taj Bradley. Buehler is 6-6 with a 6.25 ERA. 6-6-6 scores sign of the beast.
Of course.
Garrett Crochet's nickname. The Beast, apparently.
We learned that. Yeah, he is not. Yeah. He's not a pig. He's the Beast
or a hoss. Red Sox are -115 on the money line. Four games over 500, the highest they have been, and they are currently tied with the Mariners for the third and final wild card spot.
Now, Walker Buehler did allow 3 runs in 5 innings in his last outing, only 2 earned. That lowered his ERA from 6.45 to 6.25. So he's on a bit of a heater over his last one start. So keep that rolling.
We took this trip to Garden Grove. Smelled like
grab bag
inside the van. Oh yeah.
Devin Booker has signed a historic NBA contract. 2 years, $145 million extension.
Yeah.
So through the 2030 season, it'll be the highest annual extension salary in the history of the league.
I like Booker.
And
I normally hate the, can you believe what this contract is? NBA contracts are out of control.
Like, we kind of can.
But this one, you kind of have a point.
They're like, in honor of missing the playoffs with Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal, are going to give you Devin Booker a $145 million for 2 years.
I don't get why 2 years.
Maybe it's the extension, right? Because
on top of what he's already
I guess he's eligible for it, and so he signed it.
Like, again, I like Booker a lot.
Yeah,
and I normally hate that argument, but in this case, that's a lot of money for that guy.
A lot of hams.
Yeah. Boo-boo.
grab bag. She's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, was the bravest little hobbit of them all.
I think that works.
Yeah.
Brent Rooker of the Athletics has been added to the Home Run Derby. So to complete the field at the Home Run Derby.
Oh, that's the last one?
I believe so.
Oh, I thought there was another one to go.
No, I don't think so.
That's a complete field. Okay, nice.
I think that's it.
Oh, good. Good win for
Ronald Acuña and then Rooker rounded it out.
Okay, good.
Yeah, because Acuña's in there.
Good for pardon my take.
Ronald Acuña, if he's healthy. Byron Buxton.
No, Acuña was back and hitting home runs last night, wasn't he? I think he's healthy, yeah.
Oh, all right, so Acuña, Buxton.
Buxton.
Junior Caminero. Who is replacing Bregman on the roster.
Nice.
O'Neill Cruz.
Yeah.
Brent Rooker. James Wood, who is great in Casino. And Big Dumper Cal Raleigh. There's your eight.
Who you got?
Big Dumper Cal Raleigh.
Yeah, he can't bet against the Big Dumper.
This is his year.
Yep.
Grab bags. Grab bag. Grab bag.
Kind of great.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Kind of great. How about the following yet another win? We've been inundated with these, Jones. The Hogdale call of the day.
0-1 pitch. Swung on. This is hit. Hammered, actually, by Narvaez. Left field. Into the monster seats. Let's go! A solo home run for Carlos Narvaez. The Sox jump on top in the bottom of the second inning. It's a 1-0 ball game. The captain with his eighth home run of the season. Good.
Nice. Oh, that Narvi, all-star snub.
All-star snub, a gem, as Jeff Passan called him today.
Yeah.
Is how you could describe Hogdale. Now,
another perfect call by the Hog.
Did Hogdale have a guest on the?
Yeah, friend of the show, Lucy Burge, was on Hog's Pod. On the Hog Pod.
On the Hog Pod.
That's right.
She jumped right on there.
She sure did.
Wow, okay.
She sure did.
Nice.
Yep.
The original Todd, teaching how to be hard. Take the skin off a snake and split a pea from a pie. You're a novice, I'm noble, and I just sit on my tongue. Not a till of the hunt, you know I'm through his son. My book is exact, like racking pinion in a jack. You try to brag, you get your rhymes from a grab bag.
All right, Jones, how about the impromptu Jones Wimbledon Minute? What are we missing or what are we seeing today at Wimbledon?
Ooh, well, we saw the top seed on the women's side, Sabalenka, knocked out.
Sure.
So she's gone. I believe Swiatek, I didn't see the end of this. I think she advanced to the final. She's going to be a heavy favorite on Saturday against Anisimova, who's an American.
Very good.
We got men's semis tomorrow, which is that's my favorite guy.
Men's semis?
Men's semi, yeah.
Well, I can't wait for that.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
All right, are the Red Sox 500 is a daily question that we might have to scrap the way they're going. At least they maybe never see 500 again.
Answer's no.
Yeah.
They haven't been 500 since Sunday.
Because, baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be bad love. So take a look what you've done. Because, baby, now we got
a grab bag.
I can't take it back. Look where I'm at.
I'm never ready for that one.
No,
not even close. Do you want a daily Rafael Devers update?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, well, you're going to get one, Rafi. You're not going to like it after last night. Your San Francisco Giants lost to the Philadelphia Phillies 13-0. Devers 0-for-3 at the plate with another K. He's now down to 225 playing for the San Francisco Giants.
Giants are 10-12. Since they got Rafi Devers, Red Sox 12-9.
I made it grab. Grab back.
All right, let's take a look at the best MLB performer from last night. Jones, was it Salvador Perez, 3-for-4, 2 dongs?
Hmm.
Was it Jazz Chisholm Jr., 2-for-4, 2 dongs, 4 RBI? Was it the aforementioned Ronald Acuña Jr., 2-for-4, 2 dongs?
Hmm.
Was it Mike Trout, 2-for-5, 2 dongs, 3 RBI? Was it Bryce Harper, 4-for-6, dong, 3 runs scored? Was it Jesus Luzardo, 7 scoreless, 7 Ks?
Or was it Lucas Giolito? Six scoreless, six
Ooh,
games.
I look, you could go with Lucas Giolito. I think the Yankees are actually doing the Red Sox a favor right now by taking down the Mariners. So give me Jazz Chisholm.
Jazz Chisholm.
Yeah, sure.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we have a former Ray on our hands, and before Billy asks, he was both a Ray and a Devil Ray. He was both. In addition, a Blue Jay, Dodger, Cub, White Sox, Red, Yankee. Okay. Wore many hats, or should I say many helmets. He was a catcher.
Oh.
He was a catcher.
Greg Zahn.
Great guess, no.
Tremendous guess.
And I believe, like Greg Zahn, switch hitter. He'd dig in both sides of the plate. Obviously, he would throw it down from the right side because all catchers in the major leagues would throw it down from the right side.
Sure. So where did he start his career?
He started, great question. He played five games with the Yankees was out of there. Spent most of his career in Tampa Bay, including one All-Star appearance.
Really?
One time All-Star.
What year?
In the year 2008, he was an All-Star. 13-year major league career, debut 04. Last game, 2016.
All right, so that 08 Rays team, that's the team that went to the World Series, right?
He wasn't, like, a lone All-Star. Like, he was, they were good that year. And he also, they lost the World Series, right, that year. So he was in the World Series. Also played in the playoffs with Toronto and Cincinnati in different years.
Man.
Not much at the plate, more of a defensive catcher. 13 home runs was the season high. Career 250 hitter.
Okay, so it's not... Kevin Cash didn't play there, did he? It's not Kevin Cash.
It's not Kevin Cash.
Russell Martin wasn't a switch hitter.
It's not Russell Martin.
Ooh, Russell Martin, though. Good guess.
Yep.
Dodger.
Not Russell.
Jay.
Also a Yankee. Yeah, that was a good guess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
A lot of guesses coming in, but nobody's got it yet.
Well, I saw before,
this is a one-time all-star we're talking about here,
before
folks.
Before we started, I saw there was a guess for Randy Winn. Obviously not a catcher, yeah. Also has been the random ball player of the day before, which doesn't
mean he's not again.
Really matter.
Two three-timers club even.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He listed at 5'9", 215.
5'9", 215. Not a hoss.
No, built like a catcher.
Is it?
Built like a catcher.
Not John Flaherty?
Not John Flaherty. Not John Flaherty. Oh, we get text line has it. Twitch.
John Lee. No. Lieberth.
You're thinking of Mike
Lieberthal.
Lieberthal,
but that is who I was thinking of.
No.
He was a Philly.
He was a great Philly. A great Philly. This is a tough one, huh? Stumper for the Rays.
Mike Lieberthal might have beat this catcher in the World Series, actually.
He might have in 08.
I'm cheating.
I don't think Twitch has it yet. I know Tex does have it. Text line has it.
Text line has it?
Yeah. They got 3-5 times.
Deonner Navarro?
He got it!
I said that right. That's how you said it? Deonner Navarro?
Deonner Navarro.
Ooh, a Molina would have been it. We should have guessed a Molina, actually. We should have tossed
the Molina guess.
Yeah. Deonner Navarro, nice player.
Deonner Navarro, 2008 All-Star.
He wouldn't hit much. He said he wouldn't hit much, huh?
Barely hit. That year, though, he hit 295, but for his career, he hit 250.
Oh, got it.
Little to no pop.
Oh, boy.
Call a good game.
Good BABIP that year, I'm sure. Good.
I think it was
lucky. Yeah. Is what it was.
Yeah.
Called
RBAT Plus.
Called a good game. Good framer.
Oh,
RBAT Plus?
Yeah, I'm looking at the RBAT Plus right now. Nick, you know what that is?
No.
Batting runs is computed for WAR, but indexed to the environment of the player environment the player played in.
This is
where
what
100 is league average.
You know what they should do? They should next time they have Breslow on the front office report, they just ask him random stats like that.
Oh, that'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
Like a quiz.
What's RBAT Plus?
Yeah. What do you think of that?
What's RBAT Plus?
And how important is it to you?
If you were gonna tier, they should have him tier.
Oh,
nerd stats.
You think he'd come Breslow on some Tuesday to tier stats?
Yeah,
I like that.
RBAT Plus.
That's great.
WOBA.
Uh-huh.
Right, is that one?
Yeah, they're all on here.
Something like that.
This isn't even like the extended.
WAR. They're all like, WAR's the GOAT.
F4 or B-WAR.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, which WAR? Yeah,
there's different WARs.
Yeah.
I know, it's confusing.
It's good. Maybe we can get him on. He's been on the show before, Keith.
He loved it.
Yeah, he really enjoyed it.
He's never been back.
He did. So there you go. Random ball player every day, Deonner Navarro. Arcan did get that, actually. I was going to say, shout out Arcan yesterday.
Yeah.
For also getting yesterday's random ball player of the day. So he's on a heater.
We're back at it tomorrow with another Ray. It's going to be tough.
Much hotter than me, Billy, and Nick. We haven't got one in a week.
It's cold.
A week's time. We're on a run of, tough to hit Rockies, Rays. Red Sox only play the Rays 19 times a year. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
We are dealing with amateurs.
It hasn't been a good run here lately. Really for like a month plus. Red Sox get hot, we go cold on random ball player. We will get you the clip du jour coming up, and we'll check in with WEEI Afternoons next.
I got a quick update here, Jones. I'm the WAG expert.
Yeah.
You know, the comings and goings of the player relationships throughout the all the sports, really.
Mm-hmm.
So this popped up on TMZ, and I feel like I missed this. So Megan Thee Stallion, we talked a lot about her.
Oh, yes.
With Torrey Craig. Apparently not with Torrey Craig.
No.
Klay Thompson. I did not know that.
Did you see how the internet like sleuthed it out?
Yes, it was like a thirst trap picture of her in front of a pool, like looking like $1 million, and then behind, like on like a chair on his phone, is Klay Thompson
in like a t-shirt, right?
Yeah, just hanging out, shorts and a t-shirt, just laying
out by the pool.
She's got like all like glammed up for this photo. Yeah. That everyone's like, "That's Klay Thompson."
Yeah,
yeah. So I don't know. I guess they're together now.
I guess bad news.
Speaking of relationships, though, Jones, are you ready for the clip du jour?
Oh. That sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour?
I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, Tom Brady was in the news, a potential relationship with Sofia Vergara.
Nice.
Which got us talking about that.
Reps for Brady and Vergara did not comment when reached by Page Six. However, she has posted a number of snaps. Haven't seen those yet. Let's do some work. Some work research on those snaps. I've not seen them.
I haven't seen those either.
Brady wasn't in any of those photos. However,
yeah.
Brady did ask to switch seats next to her at a dinner, according to Page Six.
If you were sitting next to Sofia Vergara, Tom Brady came over and was like, "Hey, can you switch seats with me?" I'm like, "No, dude. This is my assigned seat.
This is my seat.
I got this seat. I already have all my food is right here.
Yeah.
I need to be here. I can't move my drink and food."
Imagine you eating next to Sofia Vergara the way you eat.
Wings.
She's like,
"I need to move seats. I need to move." Tom Brady's like, "This guy for real?"
She's like,
I'm like, "I got it here.
I'm afraid he's going to choke."
I'm good. I'm good, thanks. You need all your blue cheese? She's like, please, please leave me alone. Yeah, but apparently there was a update to the story where the Daily Mail, so whatever you think of that, said that Tom Brady told his friends that Sofia Vergara too old for him.
Too old, and it turns out today's her 53rd birthday.
Happy 53rd birthday.
So that's the cutoff.
Also, happy birthday to my mom.
Oh.
Today's my mom's birthday.
Wow.
Celebrates the same birthday as Sofia Vergara.
Nice.
And they're the same age. But happy birthday.
Well, yeah. happy B-Day indeed. Yeah, women everywhere are going to turn on Brady. He's calling Sofia Vergara too old.
Right.
That's dangerous.
You don't want that out there.
Real dangerous. Speaking of dangerous, WEEI Afternoons comes your way. The crossover.
Causing all kinds of problems, this show.
Brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. It's Lobster Lovers Weekend, Keith. It's back.
Yes.
Visit the 99 Restaurant this Friday through Sunday and order their famous Colossal or Hot Buttered Lobster Roll, or in Keith's case, both. And you'll get a free three-course meal upgrade. This
weekend only,
you gotta love the Nines.
The way the Sox are winning right now,
oh my gosh.
Kids are fat as hell. Kids are eating good at the Nines right now.
That's a good point. You guys are really causing a lot of controversy over there afternoons.
Mean, the truth is not causing controversy. We just had Will Fleming tell a story, and Will Clark got a little
hot about it.
Sensey.
Confused.
Real confused.
Also confused himself.
He may have been to the Nines and gotten a couple of those big 23-ounce beers before he did his podcast. Sure.
That was on the table,
A little loose with his language and his assessment of the facts that are indisputable, it seems to be at this point. There's
what is he arguing? I don't understand what Will Clark is arguing.
I'll tell you what he's arguing. Like, whoever owns, is it still that Peter whatever dude?
Oh, the Giants.
Whoever owns
owner?
The Giants is like, Will Clark, I mean, you're an ambassador. Can we not, like, piss off our new $30 million player? And he's not very good at the backtracking, cover up kind of change your story web that he's weaving. But yes, we'll get into that because Will Clark has responded to the audio from WEEI Afternoons, a radio show in Boston.
No, I think a podcast on the internet. Or on the Instagram.
Will Clark, you're a podcast with Zoom. We're a radio show with no Zoom. Well, not today anyway. Fitzy and Ted Johnson in studio.
Today, hell yeah.
Today.
All right.
Yeah. We've reached out to Will Clark. We'll see if he has the stones to join us. I'm going to guess no.
You're calling him out.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, Hart's calling him out. Oh,
absolutely.
You don't want that smoke.
No, if that gets on his radar that he's got no stones, look out.
About a month ago.
I'd blame AI for that. You said he's got no stones. I'd blame AI for that.
I don't think he has any stones. And he's taking on an entire coast. He called us a bunch of East Coast whatevers. Yeah, like, I mean, like
that's true.
Why does this have to be geographical?
Piece of reporter.
Let's keep it personal.
It's after he read Patriots Football Weekly.
And I used to like Will Clark. Sweet swing.
Will the Thrill Clark.
One of the best.
Very good hitter.
Yep.
I was actually on Will Clark's side as of like Monday, the first time he talked about being annoyed that Devers blew him off.
And I was calling out Fleming.
Talked about grabbing him by the neck the next time he sees him and making him go to first base. Now he claims AI said that, not him, which weird world. So yeah, we'll have a lot of that recapping the history of this feud with Will Fleming and Will Clark. A lot of Wills. You notice that we're a little bit overwhelmed with Wills lately.
To be Wills, we're thinking about top five Wills tomorrow on the show.
It's in the mix for our top five.
And Bills, sorry, Lanny, they don't count.
Correct.
Otherwise, Bill Belichick is right there.
Do a top five.
You got
Bill.
First one.
It's separate. It's separate.
Totally different.
Yeah, it's Rich, fair. Richard, yeah. Ricky, yeah. Rich, Richie,
Will I Am.
A lot of variations. Oh,
Will
I Am. We've been over that.
Yeah, yeah.
Willie there's a lot of good Wills.
You wouldn't count Willie Beeman.
I would count him on top five Willies.
You wouldn't count Willie.
Which would be a wild list.
Yeah, I'm not sure you want to be ranking Willies.
Terp, you're going to have to come up with a graphic for that.
Yeah. That goes down a whole different road.
Might have to do that during our can show.
Who's
in the
your
same
favorite
Magnum Dom?
You avoid those. So yeah, we'll the Will Clark, Will Fleming feud.
Good.
We'll continue our 4 o'clock football. Where we'll, I don't know if you guys noticed, we're under 2 weeks now. Patriots training
camp. It's close. I got the schedule emailed to us yesterday.
And the tide of optimism has turned. If you're following any of these national sort of rankings, power rankings, assessments, they all kind of think the Patriots stink and didn't really do that much to upgrade their roster. We'll do a bunch of that. 5:30, it's your favorite, Rich Keefe. You know it.
Quiz with Stiz.
You know the name, you know the game.
Yes,
Quiz with Stiz.
Yes.
Ted Johnson remains unbelievably undefeated. No shot at you, Ted. I just didn't see this coming.
All right.
Little Goldberg-esque. We're really fast-tracking this undefeated streak. Well, I'm taking you down today, big guy. You're going down. It's a promise.
Yeah. Good. All right. He's threatening Ted. He's threatening Will Clark.
That's gotten into him.
He's lashing out.
Too many energy drinks.
I'm actually off tomorrow, so I have that weird day before off energy.
Yeah, smart.
I got it.
That's the way to do it. Stay tuned. WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. You don't got Zoom. Comes your way right now, and we'll talk to you tomorrow at 10. It's Friday 4-pack and the Week in Review Top 5 Friday as well. We'll talk to you then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.